The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Music time. Dee Reddy and John Cadell are with us. And Dee, tell us about Billie Eilish's new music.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. She's just released a brand new track recorded in lockdown as part of a larger album that she's going to be releasing as well. So she's one of the many artists that heard John Cadell's calls earlier this year to finally get back in studio and just start using this time to record. So she has, and she's by all accounts very, very excited about it. We don't actually have a release date for the album itself, but the new song called Therefore I Am is great, and there's a lovely music video that goes with it that was recorded on an iPhone, would you believe, and it just shows her running around a deserted shopping mall, but it's a lovely, lovely listen.
No, Dee, she's robbing stuff from stores in the mall. She's just swiping stuff.
Yep, there's no one there, John. It's sorry, a too.
Let us disassociate ourselves immediately from that comment from John Cadell. On behalf of Today FM at times, we can't control the comments made by our contributors, and we know that Billie Eilish is not the type of person who would do anything like that. John?
Yes, obviously she's playing a part in the video, but she's swiping.
That's right. I'm glad you clarified that issue. Let's have the song, Therefore I Am.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. Well, you're not the same with it without. Me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend.
Okay, Dee, I'll probably be struck down for saying that, but if you hadn't told me that was Billie Eilish, I might have thought it sounds a bit like a Taylor Swift song.
I can definitely hear that, Matt. It hadn't occurred to me when I heard it the first time. But to be fair to you, I was looking at the video, so it was easier to make the connection with who was singing.
Okay, now John Cadell, now that you're back in your box, let's talk to you a little bit about Barack Obama's playlist, because apparently he's given to it for his new memoir.
Yeah.
He's told us what sort of music he listens to. I should have told Cal we were doing this and asked him to hang on. He probably have lost his reason. Tell us the type of stuff that Barack Obama cites as his musical influences.
Well, it's a hell of a list. I won't go through the full list, but it's got some stuff like Aretha Franklin's cover of The Weight by The Band. It's got Eminem's Lose Yourself. It's got Jay-Z, John Coltrane, Miles Davis. I mean, Obama has impeccable music taste. We've known that for years. But this is a specific playlist to go along with, as you mentioned, the new memoir. It's the first of his presidential memoirs. And these are songs that mean a lot to him that are also covered in the book.
How are they covered in the book?
Well, he mentions about some of the songs from when he was actually president that sort of meant a lot to him, or that helped him through the tough years in the presidency. And there's a lot of inspiring stuff on there. I mean, like you can't hear Aretha Franklin's voice without raising a smile for a start. He's also
let's hear a little bit of her singing.
Oh, cool.
Wait.
Just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?
Can you tell me?
Just grinned and shook my hand, and that was all he said.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
Great version of that.
And that, I think Matt, you may or may not agree, I think that houses the greatest opening line in any song ever. I pulled into Nazareth, I was feeling about half past dead. Just brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Also, let's hear another one of his choices, Beyonce. And this is actually live from the 2009 inauguration, At Last.
Mm-hmm.
excellent music again, isn't
very,
it?
Very fitting as well for the inauguration of Barack Obama as well. Etta James song sung by Beyonce on the occasion of the first black president. Doesn't get much better than that.
It's almost emotional hearing it now after everything that's happened in between, because it's such a moment in time.
Can you imagine Trump trying to put through a list of music that's inspired him?
No artist wanted him playing their music.
Sure, didn't he? Sure, he couldn't get anybody to play the inauguration, could he?
He got Michael Flatley to dance at it, though, didn't he?
Good luck. At least he didn't get him to sing.
Michelle Obama also did a playlist that went alongside her memoirs as well, which is worth checking out. She got Questlove to help her craft it, and it's like 300 songs. They both have excellent taste in music, it has to be said.
I see U2 got in there as well.
Beautiful Day is on there, yeah, of course. So there's always an Irish connection to the White House. So
I should just play a bit of that.
Yeah, why not?
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. The reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful
. 20 years old though, that track, All That You Can't Leave Behind, the album, just brought out the anniversary remaster recently.
Yeah, hard to believe it's that old. Still sounds very, very fresh.
Okay, I want to make sure that I don't miss out on our picks of the week. And I'm told, John, that you have got a humdinger of a pick of the week this week.
Well, here's
that this is the one that any vestige that you might still have of credibility will go out the window, I believe, when you nominate this particular choice.
Well, Matt, as you know, credibility is overrated. Here's a question for you. Here's a question for you. Who here likes prog rock? Matt?
I think you do.
So do you. You like Rush. Dee, do you like prog rock?
It wouldn't be my go-to genre, right. I have to admit.
Who here likes ABBA?
Oh, you've got me now.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Now, who wants to hear a prog rock band covering ABBA over an entire album? Me. The band are called Zebras Don't Smoke. They're a prog rock supergroup, including such luminaries as Jeff Downes from Yes and even one of the lads from Spock's Beard. The album's called Don't Mention the Swedes, and we're going to hear their version, a prog take on of Name of the Game.
It seems to me, for every time, an impossible case, no one ever could reach me. But I think I can see in your face, there's a lot you can teach me. So I wanna know, what's the name of the game? Does it mean anything to you? What's the name of the game?
Do you like that?
Oh, come on, John. What? That's more like Cliff Richard and the Shadows than it is prog rock.
And what's
doing
wrong
ABBA
with Cliff?
I actually really like it, but I would say it speaks more to the original song.
Well, look, nobody's saying it's better than the original, but I do like their canny use of the ARP synthesizer, thus doffing their cap to their prog roots.
You think so, John? There's an argument to make that they've just slowed down the original.
Well, that's what prog music is. It's a 3-minute song slowed down to make it over 20 minutes, D. Everybody knows that. Even Matt knows that.
Oh, my God.
Do you like that?
Dee, what's the rest of the album? What other songs do they cover on that album, John?
They do Gimme, 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 A Gal After Midnight, and other great ABBA songs, many of which are album tracks,
actually.
I may have
had a song like that in a school play when I was a kid.
What?
I think we may have had a cover called Gimme Gimme a Gal.
Well, what have you picked, Dee? Something probably hit.
Oh, no, hold on, John. I'm not finished with you yet. Have you actually listened to this album start to finish?
Well, I only got it today, so no, I haven't listened to it start to finish, but I've flicked through all the tracks.
And are you going to go back and listen to it in full?
Yeah. With you.
Really?
With you at a listening party in your house.
We were doing these Zoom Christmas parties earlier in the programme, but I tell you, we're not having a last word Christmas party remotely in which you play prog rock versions of ABBA songs. It's not happening, John.
Not going then. Next.
Okay, so the party's on now. He's not coming. Anyway, Dee, what's your pick of the week, please?
Could I interest you in something different? My choice this week is from Benny. It's called
From ABBA.
It's from the album.
Not Benny. You beat me to it.
No, it's Benny. So Benny is this very young artist. She's kind of become a bit of an Instagram sensation, which she really doesn't want to be known as. But one of her tracks during the summer was one of those ones that loads of people were making videos to on TikTok and Instagram. So it was super lonely. You probably know it if you've heard it. So this is her first album called Hey You X, and the track choice is called See You. It's just an interesting one, I thought, because she has said she doesn't want to be known as a social media pop star, but at the same time she has still collaborated with Lily Allen on the album, who is arguably one of the first social media pop stars, obviously going back way back when to MySpace. But it's actually a really good track, so it's worth a listen, and it's not prog rock, so I do apologize, John.
I'll catch you. We lie, watching stars as they shoot by. As the waves roll out, I stay at your house. You roll your curtains down, bliss around us now. If I could stay, you know I would. I like it here, deep in the woods. But we know that it won't last long. Feels so good to have someone. I'll see you. I'll catch you out.
Tell us a bit more about that, Dee.
Yeah, so her name is Benny, and the album's Hey UX. The album's lovely, Matt, actually, because while that one's quite a mellow little one, she's got other tracks that, like, there's a bit of something for everyone if you take the album as a whole. She kind of manages to go through a couple of different genres on it, and a lot of the stuff is a lot less poppy than the Super Lonely one that she's kind of known for. So I think she's kind of trying to move in a different direction, but really, really good stuff as a first album.
What do you make of that, John?
Pedestrian.
Okay. Morrissey has been dropped from his record label. Before we discuss that, let's hear a live version of the T-Rex song Cosmic Dancer featuring Morrissey and David Bowie.
I was dancing when I was I danced myself out of the womb. I danced myself out of the moon. Is it strange to dance so slowly? Is it strange to dance so slowly? And is it wrong to understand? In the drums inside a man. What's it like to be alone? I liken it to what
Rather cruelly, one listener suggests they're like two guys who are drunk at a Christmas party.
I was just going to say, you know the way whenever you used to go to a house party, there'd always be some moron who'd bring an acoustic guitar.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall fella in the corner.
Yeah, it's and you know all the people would be shh, 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 Marcus is going to play. Be quiet, Marcus is going to play. That's what that sounds like. Two people's uncles with a few on them with their acoustic guitars.
Morrissey's not happy, Dee, that he's getting dropped. I see he's attacked the new management at the company that's dropped him, saying basically that he has done his best work in the last three albums and that he'll stand by them till death.
I think what's so interesting about the wording that he put out, he said, instead, the new BMG executive has announced new plans for diversity within BMG's artist roster. And so bloody telling of everything about Morrissey that he has the word diversity in inverted commas.
Mm.
Tells you everything you need to know.
Tea ready, John Cadell. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.